Good afternoon, all. It is 2:21 p.m. It is 32 Celsius. Here I go again. And 94 Fahrenheit with about 70% humidity. So it's damn hot again. Constant trend. Again, another sleepless night because of the heat. I'm about to go pay a ticket I got for wearing Crocs while I was riding my bike. Apparently, Crocs count as sandals, so go send you another $50 ticket. But that's okay, no points, so. Yeah, so I'm going to continue off with the Anderson Silva must be destroyed. As I was saying, Machida has never, I don't think, has ever taken even a punch to the face. So him and Anderson would be a very good, possibly a very good fight. Both of them, if they're not aggressive, it might be a boring fight. That sometimes happens with either fighter, so we would see. But Anderson Silva said he will not fight Machida, doesn't want to fight Machida. But frankly, it doesn't matter what he thinks. If what's a matchmaking guy, I can't remember his name right now, but if he says you're fighting you, too bad. But other than Machida, I don't even think Machida, I don't know if he could beat him because his chin's never been tested. So Anderson Silva might hit him once and knock him out. Other than that, I have no idea who could beat him in those two weight classes. But like I said, it needs to be a wrestler with good ground and pound, because I truly think if he's taken down and ground and pounded, then next round taken down, ground and pounded, as long as our guy doesn't gas out, he should be able to get a decision. I can't see anyone knocking the guy out. I don't know, Tito Ortiz at his prime would have been a good fight for him and probably could have ground and pounded him, but I don't know now. It's been a couple years since Tito fought. Yeah, but I truly think Anderson Silva and Machida must be beaten. I truly hate when guys are just too dominant. You know who's going to win. Where's the fun? Truly, where is the fun? No matter who they fight, you know they're going to win. So where's the fun? And with both of those guys, Machida and Anderson, sometimes their fights are so lackluster and boring. But we'll see what happens. Apparently he's going to be fighting Dan Henderson again. And I think if Dan Henderson doesn't gas out and keeps taking him down and ground and pounding him, he should be able to eke out a decision. There is no one who can stand and strike with Anderson Silva. There's not a chance. But anyways, that's about it. I am going to the bank now. So, booyah.